I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here
we go. Everyone's getting ready for their holidays right now. You'll see the likes of Boots and Tesco and all that. They're going to stock up their sun cream.
All the travel-sized things.
I saw Bush Shelter advertising Magnums this morning.
Magnums?
Yeah.
Are we now in summer territory?
Well, we're heading into 18 degrees later, like this week. No. 18, 19.
It's happening.
Yes.
But there's a massive trend worldwide on TikTok. And some fella nailed it in the head last night. He's got about 1 million likes at the minute. The trend is you and your friends, you're on your holidays and you put your phone on the ground and it's facing you. And then you jump over the phone. And then when you jump over the phone, you're in
Honolulu or New York.
Yes.
Costa Dorada, Costa del Sol.
Now I've seen it done very well. It's clever.
Here's the song to it, all right?
Oh, okay, go on.
Every time I hear the song, I'm like, so they jump over it.
Okay, they're jumping.
What is that, Elvis or something?
It's an Elvis song, but it's now everywhere because of this trend. And I just am like, someone says, imagine waking up at 5 a.m. for a flight and this is what's going on in your gate.
Well, so the video is like, so there's been four or five girls and they're on a travelator in the airport having the crack, in fairness, and they're very excited about going away and they're having fun. Now, the thing about trends is they're short-lived.
They are,
yes,
short-lived.
But I also love how people are doing those influencers in the wild videos. So it's just people videoing them jumping over a little bottle of water that's their phones leaning against.
And that's, yes, the funnier ones.
And they're the best ones.
Yes.
And wait, but has it, like, I've seen that it's, people are doing it in America, they're doing it in the UK. Has it reached Terminal 1 and Terminal 2,
yes,
in Dublin Airport?
Mostly Terminal 1. I was there. I've been in Terminal 2 recently, one, and Terminal 1 had more than Terminal 2
it's
did.
It's like that. My name is Jim and this is my first drink.
Oh,
my,
yeah,
name is Jim, oh, and this is my second drink. Remember that one?
That drives me mad.
There's certain trends.
But the first time you see it, it's really funny.
Yes. Then it gets better.
There's a very funny fellow on TikTok now who goes around and goes, What's your TikTok? What is the thing?
Yeah.
You know, everyone has something in mind's brother.
What's that?
It's a trend. That's mad. So that's a mine all the time.
Right.
Brother, brother,
I just like to see across his face doing it. I don't even remember what it's attached to. But also I just think of, okay.
Okay.
What's that from?
Remember that's your man? That she's taking a video of like a gorgeous backdrop in some, like, I don't know, on a holiday destination. And then this guy just kind of turns around and just goes, okay.
Oh, do you remember a few months ago I showed you that baby that was talking, he's trying,
yeah,
to talk.
Oh, the
wagon.
Yeah.
And I did a kind of montage to play for you guys. But because I clicked on about three of the videos, that baby just kept popping up. I was like, stop, stop.
And that's the worst thing about the algorithm. One more for me is, let me tell you something.
Yes.
Poor man who gets thrown down that mountain. He's like, let me tell you something. Oh, it's brilliant.
So
very
good.
Very good, very nice.
Very good, very nice.
That's everyone says very good, very nice.
We
for
say
everything.
It on the daily.
We do.
It just,
yeah,
comes out.
He's from your man. Is he from?
Is it Lanzarote?
Lanzarote or Tenerife?
I've noticed everyone saying very good, very nice now.
But I'm like, that's years good, old. Nice. That's, yeah, years old.
And
so
he makes coin out of that. You have to pay him to do it.
I'd happily pay for a cameo.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So what's occurring?
Last night on the YouTubes,
yes,
Piers Morgan interviewed Fiona Harvey, who is
Baby Reindeer.
I was wondering, I saw the clip with Fiona, I was like, who's Fiona? Yes, so I tuned into this as I think a lot of people did, and I couldn't watch it. I just thought, this is...
It's carnage.
There's something creepy about all this, and is this woman fully...
Is she well?
Is she well? Yeah. Is she well?
And I felt sorry for her.
How long of an interview was
1 hour.
Oh, was it a full hour?
Solid 1 hour. Wow. A solid 1 hour. Okay. I've never watched anything on YouTube as long as that before.
Would you not? I'd be watching
YouTube. I always forget YouTube.
I watch YouTube more than TV.
Oh, seriously?
Yep.
I forget about it sometimes.
Fiona was asked by Piers Morgan, and I know people go, oh, Piers Morgan, screw him. Mm. I actually thought he did it very well. And he looked after her. He asked the questions we all wanted
good,
to know.
Good.
She came back at him constantly, you know, and she wasn't afraid to snap back at him. But there's so many questions this morning. Netflix and Richard Gadd.
What's her issue is that she was portrayed, but it was too close to...
No, they said most of the things didn't happen.
Oh, she's saying everything. She's saying things were incorrect.
So in this clip here, Fiona says she has never sent all those emails and all those texts.
You're talking about emails and an email trail thing.
All that.
You know, all of that. You're obsessed with... Sorry, I don't mean to be horrible.
I'm not obsessed with anything.
You've gone on at length for a good 10 minutes about the emails.
Well, only because the emails...
Because it's a vast number.
Well, there's a huge number and voice messages. The voice messages he's kept, apparently. Mm. And there isn't...
He was maybe taping me in the Holy Arms. I don't know if he's got any voicemails.
But if he has 350 voice messages and it's you...
It doesn't mean the drama is true.
But is it possible he's got 350 voice messages?
I doubt that very much.
Ooh, because I'm looking here, right? In Baby Reindeer, it says that she sent 41,000 emails, 350 hours of messages, 744 tweets, 48 Facebook messages and 106 letters. And she said, yeah, only like a couple of emails and none of that.
And they said at the beginning, in the first episode, this is a true story. So if you say it's a true story and it's not true, and you change certain aspects.
They bring that up quite a bit last night. That's the one recurring thing that they kept bringing back. Even Piers did. Netflix says this is a true story and not based on one. In this clip here, right, Fiona says Richard taped her in the Hawley Arms. So that's how he's got all that with a dictaphone, which doesn't make much sense, but this is what she said.
If he's got three... been taping me in the Hawley Arms, though.
But if he's got 350...
I've got coin signs.
If these are on his phone...
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether they're on a phone, tablet, whatever they're on. I've not coincided.
But I'm curious, why would there even be a possibility of him having that number of voice messages from you?
Because he's crazy, he wants to make this up. I mean, I've not phoned the guy. I don't have his number.
Yeah, but you're not sure that he hasn't got those?
I think the only explanation for having a voicemail from me would be taping me in the Holy Arms. That's the only place...
Or that you've left messages on his phone.
That's the other explanation, which just didn't happen.
Wow. Scary, isn't it? You feel uncomfortable listening to it.
Big time, it's mad hearing her voice.
So this week I was in London for the purple carpet for If the movie.
Ooh.
The posters are everywhere for it.
It looks so good. I'm dying for this movie.
So basically, a little girl, the story is, it's a little girl who just doesn't have any imaginary friends anymore.
Right.
And then all of a sudden she sees her imaginary friends with her next door neighbour, who's a grumpy fella, who is Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
So then they go on a journey.
No. Does it remind anyone of Moon Boy a bit?
Oh, it is kind of like
does.
That, yeah.
So in Moon Boy, he has an imaginary friend who is Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah.
And only he can see him.
Oh yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's similar kind of.
Similar sort of concept. Except now, the imaginary friends are the best of the best. Steve Carell, Emily Blunt. Who else is it? Like, there's so many massive names in this.
Wow. But
John Krasinski has a phone book of phone books.
Now, last night,
I wanted to ask him because he talked about Ireland quite a bit. And here is him talking about his connection for Ireland. But apparently, people never knew that he has relatives living in Ireland.
What?
I love Ireland. I've been there. Now that I know that as an American, I can't be like, I'm Irish. I have heritage in Ireland, down south in Goleen. Yeah, County Cork.
What?
Which is cool.
Yeah. That's mad. I would happily take him as one of our own.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I asked him then about, you know, has he ever been over here on the lash?
Oh, yes.
Because I know he has. Yeah. Hoping he'd say it. He didn't say it, but he did call out somebody.
Were you over for some filming before? Did you? Because I remember one time...
Emily, when she was out west shooting. I've been to Dublin several times and I'm waiting for Cillian Murphy to call me back to go back to Dublin.
Oh, so he's friends with him.
Wait, wasn't she in Wild Mountain Time?
An awful movie.
Yeah.
Is she in that?
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
She's done mostly good stuff, no?
Yes.
She has, but I think
this was a bit of a mistake.
It did well in America, I think. because all the hiddly diddlies and all that
kind of way.
The best thing about this movie is you can already see the merch. Like, there's a big massive purple fella
and he's really fluffy
and he's fluffy cute. And that's Steve Carell's character in it.
Brilliant.
You can see it up on our Instagram page, Dublin's FM 104. But I asked Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who is a massively part of Bond, we were told don't even go there.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Because obviously they're talking and there's all those bits and bobs.
Of course.
And I asked her about merch. Has she got her hands on anything yet?
Oh, nice.
Apparently there is, but I haven't seen it yet. I squidged Blue and Unicorn and that they were fantastic. But I haven't seen Blossom yet.
How tall is she?
She's the same height as me, about 5'11".
Okay.
Yeah, she is very tall.
Gorgeous looking as well. Yeah. Striking looking. Another clip I want to give to you because I did not know this had happened. Bad Sisters is coming out very soon. You know, with Sharon Horgan.
When is it coming out?
Like, as in probably January.
Oh, wow.
So it's not, you know, years away. Fiona Shaw, who was in Harry Potter.
Yeah, she was Aunt Petunia.
Do you know her?
Yes, I do, yes.
Didn't know she was Irish, first of all.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But here she is saying that she filmed Bad Sisters, kind of like a bit of an exclusive.
Mm. I saw it with Phoebe alone and we cried a lot.
Oh, sorry, it's the next clip for Fiona. Right,
okay. Well, I've just had a wonderful time making Bad Sisters with that team. So I just want to make Bad Sisters forever with them. But we just finished, actually. But I love being in Dublin and Wicklow and out in Donabate. We filmed all down that coast. And, you know, we filmed some of it in England. But it was great fun. That team was great. But I also go and see my mother in Cork. So, I have many Irish lives.
She works in the opera as well, doesn't she?
Does she?
Is she opera? I think she was in the Royal Shakespeare Company.
Yes.
You know when you're watching one of these movies and there's like an older lady who you just want to have a hug?
Yes.
And if you think of her out, your family, you want to say anything to her?
Yeah.
This is what she's like in this movie.
And she plays the granny of the little kid.
Yes.
And she seems really cool. And she was raving about John Krasinski and the script. And so was the main actress, the little girl. They were saying that there's a good message in this for adults as well, not just for kids.
Some of these kinds of movies, I think, move me far too much that I kind of go, makes me question my life.
Well, there's somebody, it's a producer in it, was involved in Up. Good night and God bless everybody. It's out next week. It's called If. The full videos are up on our Instagram page, Dublin's FM 104. And you get to see John Krasinski like he's just finished working the office because he's just, you know.
Yeah, literally just like his a jumper and a shirt. Like he's wearing proper what he would wear in
an
the
M&S
office.
Special.
You know, there's a new season of The Office, US, coming.
I can't keep up with how many series they've done at this point.
So there's been, it finished, it's over, but it's coming back and John Krasinski is now the boss. For 10 episodes.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so
he's a good guy.
I think Steve Carell's character might come back and visit once in a
while. Dunder Mifflin.
But he's the boss now.
I like John Krasinski.
Yeah, he's a nice
guy. Seems
like good skin. Something nice about him.
Yeah.
That always reminds me of Mike Wazowski.
Mike.
Yeah, it could be just the names.
That's probably just the names.
The Met Gala was on last night. We'll discuss some of the fantastic dresses.
Yes, if you haven't seen any videos and if you do go to watch them before we discuss, can you please watch the people that are not the celebrity themselves, but the people following the celebrities.
Oh, the publicists. God love them. Doing God's work.
So it's just they go in a red carpet and nothing happens and then they leave, is it?
And no, they put on a different dress then.
Yes. But they're literally like having to have, like people are carrying people up these steps.
It's a red carpet to nowhere.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Oscars or anything at the back.
No, there's absolutely nothing. It's just go on the red carpet, show yourself off, and then you go into your different outfit. Do you know who I saw there? And I went, would you cup yourself on?
Who now?
Ed Sheeran. What would he be?
What's he doing
a man
now?
Of a legend, a legendary status of him.
I'm sure he even has that song Beautiful People. He doesn't like all that stuff.
Yeah, I know. And he's there dressed like an 80s prom king.
Oh my God, Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, actually,
he has
that
a Dumb and Dumber outfit.
Oh, was he
so
taking the mic
odd.
Then? He was taking the mic.
No, he was happy not. There.
Doja Cat.
Yes.
So everyone says the Doja Cat won the day. She had this huge kind of turban on and she was wearing this massive black dress which looked like a porthole into a different dimension.
A porthole. Or a portal.
Whichever you want.
Like which one now?
But before she went to the Met Gala, she went shopping, right? Now this is the kind of thing that people have nightmares about.
Okay.
So she went shopping. She went to Cartier in New York.
Oh, nice.
Wrapped in a bed sheet. That's how you go shopping.
Doja.
If you haven't flaunted.
And what? She accidentally revealed some of her tongue, which is, again, part of your nightmare. You know, you have everyone's had the naked nightmare,
she
right?
Great.
She looks fantastic.
She does,
but
yeah.
Literally in a hotel sheet. She left her hotel, walked round the corner. She has a pair of high heels on and a tongue and a white sheet. Like, that's better than the Met Gala.
That is. Actually, she had a turban towel as well on her when she left
which was huge.
Which was so big. And she had mascara running down her face. She serves looks.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What I like about this is, right, bring it down to our level. And if we went to something like that, and your friends, their reaction, what would, like, so if you wore something that was a bit out of the ordinary,
if you're wearing like a toga,
and went to that, would your friends be texting you going, "Ah, jeez, Jim, what are you doing?"
No, I think
mine would. They'd
probably
rip it at me.
They'd probably avoid me. It's like, what's wrong with Jim?
Oh, I get so slagged off.
And it's just a natural. So Barry Keoghan was there last night officially.
Well, he's into his fashions though.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Now right. he looked like he had stepped off the set of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh good.
He did. Didn't he? Have you seen the TikToks about him?
No.
A lot of people are now saying now Sabrina's in Barry's world. It's very funny. It's this trend on TikTok now. We're going, they're dating each other. But does Sabrina know about Mattress Mick? Does Sabrina know about Pat Kenny? Does Sabrina know about Spice Bags?
Of course, he doesn't explain all that stuff.
And is he calling her Carbo?
Carbo.
Oh, Carbo.
Of course, yeah. Or Sabo or whatever, you know?
Oh, my God. His mates are definitely calling her Carbo.
Carbo.
Carbo. Yeah. He should have gone as Mattress Mick.
That would have been quite good.
Oh, my God. Or Mattress Mick, even better, on his arm.
Yes.
Bring Mattress Mick to the Met Gala.
That would work. That's the kind of thing that would work. We'll discuss that. Some of the outfits are amazing. Janelle Monáe.
I knew you were going to say her.
And Zendaya.
She looked fab.
Yeah.
Zendaya had two very unusual looks. She looks like something from Maleficent.
And if you're a fan of A.O. Ada Brady.
Oh, yes.
She spoke Irish again last night. And this time it wasn't her, you know, pushing that agenda.
Right. Yeah.
It was American journalists have now says. I'll give it to you 10 to 8.
Do, yeah.
But wait till you hear. There's three single questions from three massive outlets in America asking her about Ireland.
I say, Michael Dees, you want to watch his gig?
Yeah.
I know, she's coming for that house.
She's coming for it.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Ince $2,000.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
They call him Stephen Sharp, but let's see how sharp he really is. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you today, man?
I'm on my way to work.
Whereabouts do you work, or are you going to be mysterious?
No, I work in the Mara Hospital.
Okay,
lovely. Loads of people in the Mara Hospital and all the different wards listen to us, so shout out to everyone in the Mara this morning. How do you usually do when you listen in, Stephen?
I've been on before. I got a controversial 9. And yeah, not too bad. Very bad though. Very bad with yesterday's ones.
Okay, right. Well, look, best of luck today. and we'll see how you do. We've had two winners recently.
Very recently, yeah.
So, so let's see how Stephen does today. That's good. One. What drink uses the slogan "gives you wings"?
Red Bull.
Complete the nursery rhyme. You do blank blank and you turn around. That's what it's all about.
Do the hoggy poggy and you turn around.
What is 35 plus 27?
62.
On what streaming platform is the show Selling Sunset?
Having a clue. Disney Plus.
True or false, Scarlett Johansson is a qualified yoga instructor?
True.
What a Dublin department store has an address at 12 Henry Street?
And it's...
What colour is the B in the eBay logo?
Green.
What Britney Spears song did Jack Black cover in Kung Fu Panda?
Pass.
What's the name of Jack Harlow's current hit song?
Steven.
No, pass.
No, and which football team's home ground has a bigger capacity? Bray Wanderers or Cove Ramblers? I know you're out of time, but we're just doing this for Crossy's friend from the journalist.
Morning, Darren.
We go Cove.
Cove, you think is bigger? Okay, right. Let's see how you did.
So what drink used the slogan "gives you wings"? The answer's Red Bull. You got that correct. Complete this nursery rhyme. The answer was the hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey
and you turn around.
Stephen, I like the way you said it. The hokey pokey, was it?
35 plus 27 is 62. This is the first one you got wrong. And what streaming platform is this show Selling Sunset? It's about houses, but it's just full of drama. It's Netflix. True or false, Scarlett Johansson is a qualified yoga instructor. You said true. The answer is false.
She looks like she would be, though, doesn't she? She does.
Have a head in her like one.
Yeah, yeah. What Dublin department store has an address at 12 Henry Street? Arnott, you got that right. What colour is the B in eBay? The eBay logo. If the answer was blue, you said green. This one you passed on. Britney Spears' song that Jack Black covered in Kung Fu Panda was "Hit Me Baby One More Time." He did a great version of it as well, actually. What's the current name of Jack Harlow's current hit song? "Loving on Me" was the answer, and you'll be hearing it loads now, Stephen. You'll be going, "Oh, that song." And which football team's home ground has a bigger capacity, Bray Wanderers or Cove Ramblers? Bray Wanderers has 4,000. Cove has 3,000.
Yeah, so Bray's bigger.
So.
Brutal this moment. Thanks very much, guys.
And Dara, who's listening in, got 7 out of 10.
Oh,
well done, Dara.
And say hello to Mia, his daughter.
Hello, Mia. Okay.
Well done, Stephen, though. And also, Stephen, I'm sure, do you get this a lot? Anytime me and Crossy hear somebody call Stephen, we always go,
"I thought you were dead."
Stephen, I thought you were dead. Do you get that at all, Stephen?
No, you don't. That's the fourth one I've ever got.
Okay, please take me out of my misery now. Please.
So, here's the question.
Okay.
So, last night, when we were doing the final for our Jeep Avenger, out at Gown Auto, and everybody was there, it was great fun, and it was Strawberry Alarm Clock, Breakfast Anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? We were doing all that, and the final happened last night. We'll bring that to you tomorrow. So the three of us had microphones.
Yes.
When, say I was cheering, saying, "Come on down." If I was giving out the names of the people.
You were Bradley washing it.
Yeah, you were.
So at the very beginning, I was sort of, we got it down to 7 finalists, and I was giving them a big name check, and everyone was cheering. Do you think, Zainab?
Yes.
That you got carried away with the moment and also applauded.
Most definitely.
While holding a microphone.
So if this is just a technical thing.
Okay.
If you put a microphone under your arm, is it under your oxter kind of thing there?
I shoved it under my arm so I could clap.
So you clap. So give us a... Yeah.
Okay,
so
this is my clap.
That's the clap. That is the clap.
Wait, why? What should
we mean? Have found our culprit. Because you clap very rhythmically. It's like a...
I like to keep the beat.
There's nothing random about it. It's like bum, 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 bum.
Okay, yeah.
Let me bring you to last night at Gown Auto when I was introducing the contestants.
Representing the different colours. Sun, Chloe Nicholson. Volcanoes, Maria Hamill. Come on. Stone Machine Douglas. Snow is Shamila Dore.
You got good pace.
Ruby is Sarah Jane Neeson. Yeah.
I didn't stop.
Lake is Lee Teeling.
There she is again.
And Granite is Tina Lowe.
Oh, it's so clear.
Round one worked. It was completely random. It doesn't matter what colour you are, just that's the colour you're going to represent. As you can see, there's five discs getting...
Oh, no!
It's like you're trying to get red sauce out of one of those.
It does sound exactly like yes.
Or Dublin Zoo, Sammy the Seal.
Oh no!
Now, I haven't heard the whole thing yet. So was it, did you?
No, I was very. I clapped a lot. Like any time people were clapping, I was clapping. I was definitely clapping the whole time.
Okay.
Oh no! So is that all you? Is that unusable now for my slapping the sea lion moment?
It's usable. Like, you know, it sounds fun. Like we'll have music and stuff in the background of it, and it'll be all the best bits. It's not going to be the whole thing.
You know how enthusiastic I get. I get carried away in the moment. If I'm not waving at people, I'm glad.
With the microphone under her arm.
Get Brilliant. That red sauce out of the bottle.
Excellent.
You know to find me if you're ever running low.
I think I can edit around it.
Oh, stop.
We don't need the applause, do we?
Who needs Louis Walsh going,
Yeah.
Now we've got...
How are my hands not sore after last night? That's all I can say.
If you see Zainab out in the wild, right? Walking her dog or in the shops or whatever it is, and you see her, right? Give her an L.
The different colours. Sun, Chloe Nicholson. Volcano is Maria Hamill. Come on. Stone is Oisin Douglas.
Oh dear. Oh
it just
dear.
Goes on and on.
Oh, no.
That's brilliant. I walked into stepped out of the house this morning and I walked into something. I felt something brush across my face.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you feel like this time of year, there's a lot more.
Cobwebs?
Creatures, yeah.
And there's loads around you. I think I remember you saying last year that your area was full of cobwebs.
There's quite a few, yeah.
Like, where was it coming down from?
I don't know.
The front garden,
I think it was going between the car and the bush.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't like
it. No, I deal with it just for the nice weather. Like, everyone's in a better mood.
But the thing is, when I got into the car, I noticed there was something crawling on my face.
Stop. No, there was not.
There was a little fella. Stop. Little tiny fella. And I had to brush him off. Go on.
Did you do it calmly as well?
Yeah.
No,
he wasn't. He wasn't. Like, if he'd have been bigger, it would have been more. Oh, but he was little, tiny little fella.
Let's come to Dublin. Can you imagine him just realizing coming to Dublin one?
Yeah,
from wherever he was.
Yeah.
What a journey he must have gone on.
He didn't. He didn't leave.
He didn't leave your area.
I hadn't started the car yet.
Ah, okay.
So what is that? And I looked at it. Oh, there. Little fella. Is that luck? I think that's for luck.
Spider's luck.
Is it?
Is it
the teeny tiny one? Is like a money? Is it called a money spider? Or is that what we nicknamed
it? Is that what they call money spiders?
Is it a money spider?
Might be a money spider.
Euro Millions.
Tonight. How much is it tonight?
I don't know. I'll take it.
Yeah, anything.
And share.
Is that a sign, yeah?
And share. I love that. And share.
And share.
And so itchy palm means what? You're going to get money?
Money as well.
I've been scratching these palms for a very long time.
Me too, and nothing's ever happened with it. Yeah.
Itchy feet means you're going to travel, isn't it? Or you want to leave your other half?
Yeah. You have the relationship.
Your teeth falling out.
Itchy what? Bum surprise to come. Do you ever hear that one?
No.
No.
I've heard that.
No, I have not.
Yeah. I've heard itchy bum surprise to come. I don't know where I heard that.
On that little one, my granny used to always say one. Mary had a little lamb. She also had a bear. We often saw her little lamb, but we never saw her bear.
Oh,
and I never got... It's the kind of like that. And I never knew what she meant. And then when I said it one day and I went, oh, hang on. Do you not know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
My bear bum.
Oh.
My father used to say, Mary had a little lamb. The doctors were amazed.
And again, it's a good one.
And he'd fall around the place laughing.
The old ones are the special ones. Itchy nose is, you're going to have a fight.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
I didn't know that one.
You got your, yeah.
My nose is really itchy all of a sudden now.
Is there any more itchies from what they mean?
I'm really curious to know now. But yeah, my palm's been real itchy. Back to when you're talking about creepy crawlies, I was leaving here yesterday and I was walking down in the car park and I stood on something small. Centipede, millipede. Which was what?
A millipede.
It was like a big juicy looking millipede. And I stood on it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, and I felt a bit bad. But then I also was like,
we can't say the word, but there's a great viral moment of a Dublin granny.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's very
and
good.
She's given out about the centipedes or the melanin.
She gets the name centipede completely wrong.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It is fantastic.
Brilliant.
And they'd be crawling out. They'd be crawling out.
Most people have seen it.
It's very good. If everyone knows what we're talking about.
If you know, you know.
Ever noticed if anyone talks about flies or fleas, your head feels instantly itchy? Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, the nits.
Yeah, sorry, crossy ages ago, right? When one of the days we were on the show, Jim, you were off on holidays, okay? And I can't remember, was I slagging you off or something like that?
Yeah, and I just says, Zainab has the nits.
What?
Yeah.
For the crack,
right? And then Sarah Jane, who's on news right now, we were outside talking to her, and I was like, did you hear Crossy telling everybody, oh, Zainab has nits? And she was like, oh, you don't have nits, do you? And I was like, no, I don't.
It's a good rumour, spread it.
I know, look at this when he started.
The nits.
The nits
is a great word.
You can't come back from that.
The nits is a great word.
The nits.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.